Is it Groovy?
And a small mridanga I gave to my youngest son. 3 rupees. It is long, not long at all. Say about 40 years ago. It was smaller 3 rupees and bigger 10 to 12 rupees like that. So, what about your purchasing house?
Oh, yes. You're purchasing. I am only the agent. Here's the...
Hare Krishna.
From outside it looks very good. From the inside it needs a lot of work.
Yes.
It is on the 3 minutes from the center of the city. And right across the street.
Farming and cow production. You must do it. The other day I was explaining that not from economic point of view. Even the cows do not supply milk, still they should eat it.
Just to protect them.
Because that stool and urine is also used. Cow is so important. They will eat and they will pass stool and urine. That is also important. If they supply milk, it is well, very good. Otherwise, the stool and urine is also important. From that point of view, we should give protection. So, they are doing this cow slaughter business.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry. Therefore, they are suffering so much. So Krishna has given you very nice occupation, translation work, and you are earning your livelihood independently. So do it very nicely. And if there is strain to work, then don't work. We shall pay for the rent, etc. It doesn't matter. But you must maintain your status of translation work. That is very important.
Yes.
If you can work, you can work. Otherwise, you don't work.
Just like we were paying higher griva something, just to maintain, to edit, so he could edit. And if he wants to just translate, then we can...
Yes. Our griva wife has come? No.
No, she left.
Then, what is his maintenance?
That is, he's deviating a little.
Huh?
He's enjoying a little bit his senses.
Well, that is not very good idea.
He's got one son.
Huh?
He has his boy.
Oh.
He has got the older boy.
Boy,
his wife has got the younger boy.
I was in New Vrindavan. So he was, that boy was staying with Kirtananda.
Samba.
Samba.
He comes to the temple once or twice a month.
Why do you have to pay?
$500 a month. Pays for rent and gas and food.
He pays on that 500. But he's very slow now in editing.
He finished editing the Kapila book, and he finished the first volume of the philosophy book since he last saw you.
Do whatever you can.
Well, after we finish the second volume of the philosophy book, there will not be any more work for him. Jaya's waiter is editing the Bhagavatam.
Yeah.
So after that, he'll have to get some other occupation.
Prabhupada, there is a house on the property just for you. There is a house that is fixed up for you on the property.
Yes, Tom?
Yeah.
Why this light does not work?
Transfer.
Blown. Bulbs blown.
Change it.
Change.
So when you come there, the house is waiting. It is a very peaceful place for translation. And there is no winter. There is no winter. 75 degrees winter time.
And summer?
Summertime, 85, a little hotter.
Not,
but it rains. Summertime is rainy season. 2 or 3 months rainy season. So it is also
near the sea.
13 miles from ocean.
That's only 15 minutes by car.
Yeah, it is.
The ocean is on the southern side, ocean?
It is eastern coast of Australia. And it is 25 minutes from the airport. So it is very easy to get to. It is right near all of the resorts where the Australians go for going to the beach and vacation during the winter months.
One can get good appetite.
Oh, yes. So you have very nice fruits.
Nowadays I cannot eat.
Mango is growing on the property.
Anyway, you maintain cows.
Yes.
And get ghee.
When we were flying over Australia, when you first came there, you pointed down and you said, you just get some land and maintain cows and all.
You remember?
Oh, yes. Yeah. So I was thinking that I must fulfill this instruction.
Purnamidam. Everything is complete by the arrangement of Krishna. Simply we mismanage. That's all. I do not know why people are engaged with politics, fighting, and so on. By Krishna's grace, everything is complete. You eat sufficiently, you be strong, and keep your head cool, and chant Hare Krishna. This is the arrangement. These rascals have created civilization simply animosity, fighting, politics. This is Kali. Kali means simply unnecessarily fight. There is no need of fighting, but they will create a situation, fight. This is Kali. Unnecessary. Why politics? Why so much discussion, barking in the United Nations? Krishna has given the formula. Annar bhavanti bhutani. America, Australia, Africa. They can produce so much grain, that 10 times of the population as it is now can be meant. Similarly, Australia can produce ghee. By Krishna's judgment, everything is all right. The economic problem. Why did they create this situation? and occasionally fight and finish the whole thing. Such a rubbish sibling. Rakkus. Unnecessarily increasing military power and spending all the revenues. Russia spent 65%. Unnecessary. And it's still starving. So this is Mura Duskitina. Duskitina only engaged in sinful activities. Sin Duskitina. And rascal Mura Naranama got the opportunity of this human life and misusing it unnecessarily. Naranama. And the university education, my brother, useless knowledge. Useless. Apolitogyan. Actually, they have no knowledge. Why? The only fault is there is no God. Asuri bhava. That is the basic fault. Everyone is trying, there is no God. Science. This is the basic. So the whole human society is suffering on account of these fools and rascals. So our Krishna consciousness movement is paropokar. How to bring them in peaceful condition, in normal mental condition, and make this life successful by chanting Hare. So we have to do it very carefully. It is paropokar. Always remember this fact that the whole world is being controlled by Asuri Bhava Masrita, a thief class of men and people of everyone. But Krishna also descends when such condition prevailing. Jada jada hi dharma sagrani bhavati. Well, Krishna has descended in his name, Nam Rupa Krishna Vata. So try to do some good to the people. We have got a great mission, and don't deviate. Try to. And Krishna will give you all help. So, but always keep in mind that this civilization is a wrong civilization. A wrong civilization. It is not quite civil. What do you think? In Hong Kong, I have seen people living so wretched.
They keep the iron gates in front of the doors. They keep iron gates in front of the doors, and you knock on the doors, and they open the doors, and they just become very afraid, and they slam the door right in your face.
That is in America.
Keep the dogs. But here, even worse,
keep the dogs.
Hong Kong?
No, in America, too. Yeah. Scare people.
Attack.
In Hong Kong, there is no dog. Okay.
They ate all the dogs.
Mostly last time.
Sri Prabhupada is one boy back to Lu. He joined with us in Taiwan. He speaks a fluent Chinese, this boy.
American?
Yes, he's from India.
So he can help. He's in Hong Kong already.
He was there just now, yeah.
Prabhupada, I had brought a gift from Hong Kong for you.
Penguin.
Brought you some gift from Hong Kong.
All the devotees have brought you a gift. They are engaged in distributing your books all day long.
And this is some full cream, what?
Powdered milk.
Full cream powdered milk and honey with the hive in it.
It's nice. Oh, much nicely in Australia. And they are doing killing business. Just see how much pollen.
The hive of the bee is still inside.
They can eat so many nice things.
Now you must get appetite.
This is their civilization. They have got so nice things to eat, but they are making business by killing. How much incense killing is done by the uncivilized man when they are hungry. But when there are so many things to eat, why they should kill? And that is not for themselves, for others.
More ghee.
When Australia can produce huge quantity of ghee.
Yes.
What is the price generally?
This is $3.90 for 5 pounds. About two kgs.
2 pounds.
No, it's four pounds, six ounces. 4.5 pounds.
Four and a half pounds.
Less than $1 per pound. A little bit less.
Same as in America.
Per pound.
America's.
What is the price here?
About 18 rupees. 16 or 18 rupees a kg.
Same price.
It's
the same price in America also, about $1 a pound.
In India?
16 or 18 rupees 1 kg.
They're getting that Holland ghee for about 12 rupees a kg.
It's the same price here also, about
$1 a pound.
It's not pure Kansky ghee.
That's not pure ghee.
No, that's dollars. Pure ghee is not available.
So at least we can import pure ghee for our own use.
Yeah.
If possible, we can sell also. At least for our own center, good distribution.
Srila Prabhupada, when we first got to Argentina, it used to be for $3 you'd get 5 kilos of butter, or for $1 you got like 24 quarts of milk.
Australia.
Oh, Argentina.
Argentina.
There's also many cows, they produce many cows there.
They have their reputation in Argentina. Killing more cows than any country in the world.
But because they do not know what they'll do except killing.
They have 20 million people and they have 60 million cows. That's the estimate I heard. 3 cows for every person.
He has brought you one Chinese script.
What does it say?
This is a Chinese character scroll. Says books are the basis, preaching is the essence, utility is the principle, and purity is the force. Translated poorly by myself, and the characters were written by.
They don't like to.
I know myself.
Huh?
Is it good?
The last part, purity,
What did he do?
His cleanliness rather than unity.
He has translated purity as cleanliness, not quite exact.
But people can understand.
See the Prabhupada? There's some Berkeley's here from, devotees here from Berkeley Temple, and they'd like to make a gift. These are some pictures of the temple which has just been newly redecorated.
This is how it's signed.
That's the Shringadwara.
It's all based on Jagannath Puri.
Nice, you know.
Devotee named Bhaskar.
This is Australian devotee, Bhaskar. Yes, collect.
This is done in America?
Yes, yeah. in Berkeley.
This is temple?
Yeah.
Very nice. Long da dami tam. Krishna says, he'll give intelligence. Tesham satadhyukthanam bhajatam priti guru. You know this verse?
Dani. Dami buddhi yogam tam, yena mamu priyam.
Where is that right? She has come.
She has remained in Melbourne.
Oh.
She's been deity worshiping.
Do you think to this?
See the Brahman, two boys are here, they're from Caracas. This one boy is Ramanuja Acharya. He distributed over 3,000 Bhagavatams in the month of December. He did over 100 books every day.
Wonderful. Thank you.
This is his, this one.
This one.
The more you distribute books, the more you are blessed. That is no more or less. Everyone is blessed. There is no such discrimination. But still, there is some competition. In Vrindavan, there is no discrimination that gopis are the highest and others, no. Everyone is all right. Still, from neutral point of view, the gopis are the highest. Chaitanya man, Ramma Akashi Dupasana, Brajabadhu Bhagavi Dhyakur. There is no greater standard of worship what was conceived by the gopis. Chaitanya man. There is no distinction between the cowherd boys and the gopis, or the trees, or the flowers, or the cups and cows. It is an absolute platform. But still, in the spiritual world also, there is a distinction between the devotees. That is variety, spiritual variety. Prabhishek Bhav. Absent.
This flower?
Yes. So, why is that flower he has designed?
That's
they asked her to leave.
Huh?
They asked her to leave.
She has not come?
She was here. Yeah, she's gone here.
Oh, maybe.
That's her on the picture.
Well, good intelligence.
this has all the significant temples of India, and just included in there is the ISKCON temples. And right as they come in the front door is a very nice cultural exhibit.
Increase more temples. Visibhita Ashidata Nagaradika. As many towns, as many villages, at least as many towns. And then push through the villages. What is your news about our palace? In France, I am asking Google.
Chateau and palace in France?
Yes. It's very nice.
Going on, I haven't been to the palace. I've been to the Paris Temple.
Very, very nice temple.
Hare Krishna.
Oh, you designed?
No, nice. That's not a. It's another one. It's another one. I'm just getting the game.
Here's where it's
What is this?
$3.92 Australian money.
No.
For 4 pounds of ghee. 4 pounds, 6 pounds. 7 cans.
The Australian dollar, about 10 rupees.
No, it's
the
less.
Same
as
the dollar now.
Devalued.
Same as an American dollar now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it's still
$1.08.
$1.08 US.
So,
8 cents.
About 10 rupees. Indian 10 rupees.
Well, the rate in India, they give less for some reason, because it was just devalued. So it's about 8.90 for cash, about 9.70 for Australian travelers' checks.
And how much is 10 rupees? It is 1 kilo.
This is 2 kilos.
2 kilos.
4 pounds.
6.5.
So, about 5 rupees per kilo. Very cheap.
It's 40 rupees. No.
Kg. 40 per kg.
No, 40 rupees. 40 rupees for 2 kgs.
Yeah, so 20
rupees. 20 rupees per kg. If you try to buy some ghee in India now, butter ghee, you would have to pay about 25 rupees.
But this, the export, the Australian ghee in Australia is cheaper. This is export quality, is much higher quality. Higher price. But now they're going to cut down the amount of ghee they make, because not many countries are buying ghee.
India is not buying.
Not so much.
They have learned to eat meat. Meat eaters, they don't like meat.
Unnecessary.
Is there
some
meat eaters? They say, kukule, a dog cannot digest meat.
Dogs.
Because they are meat eaters.
Here's some more ghee.
These are all the book distributors. They have all come for your darshan with ghee.
Soon I will not be able to see
you. Can't stand the smell of ghee.
No?
This ghee should be distributed in all our Indian centers.
There is a nice picture about deities we have in Australia on our bus.
This is our traveling bus. They distribute prasadam all over Australia. This is a gornitite. They're cast.
Ever made in Australia?
The deities were cast in Australia.
The face is not very good.
Not very good.
Anyway,
I think you saw them when you went there. They were there last time.
The face is improportionate.
proportion. It's not correct.
Anyway, this is an attempt. It will improve by doing more work. Why there is no light in the veranda?
Where's Paul?
Here, and at the end is a full report on Germany, which was the last country. Who actually began the standing orders in India.
Oh.
That's what they began the year after the festival last year in India, and then began Europe.
Gaurav Muni Maharaj told us that it was not possible to do standing orders in India. So anyway, Gaurav Muni Maharaj told us that it was not possible to do standing orders in India. So we started, and then we just came home.
Very clever.
He didn't know, but they wanted to buy the book himself. So to individuals.
That I was proposing.
We have wanted to know that.
This man Ganesham.
I propose to you.
So yes.
Next program.
Our question is, he's very expert at doing it. He thinks he can do it. But is it all right? There's still more universities to be done. But the question is whether one man should be spared to try out this new field. Or
yes, that I propose.
Yes, I know you did many times.
Individual standing. Unlimited pay.
You told the method, too. You first call up, first send out mail to some respectable person. Then a week later, call him on the phone and ask if we could visit him. Has he received our mailer? And now can we visit him? Try that.
What do you think, this idea?
Well, we tried it a little bit in the United States. But I think that the major difficulty was getting the people to pay. So they would pay, perhaps a promise to pay, but then they wouldn't follow through. We were afraid they would cancel
that
the order.
That you have to manage, or collect. You give him in credit, but keep men also to collect.
Collection agency.
Huh?
Collection agency.
Yeah. Then it will be successful. You can give American expert to take in credit.
Yeah.
But the banking arrangement is nice that they get back. Similarly, give them credit, they will take it. And then make such machinery that it will collect. Collecting means to go and ask. Then it will collect.
What do you have to do? Go and ask.
Go and ask. In India it is called Tagada. Tagada means send man. If somebody owes money, you go and ask him. So he'll pay something. If not all. In pain, in this very life.
Currently, there's only about 6 or 8 people that are doing this type of work in Europe and other parts of the world, excluding India. And if we were to start this program, there would be a necessity of more men that have to be supplied somewhere.
If you are preaching, more men will come. Man will come, money, everything. This guy is supplied. Now, here there's Chinese Gita, they are already sold.
Nearly 5,000 copies sold.
That price says that you must all have the stock, then sell. Then you must have stock.
to do these standing orders to individuals doesn't mean that to do standing orders from house to house, you should also continue standing orders in universities. You should not stop one.
No, side by side, you can go on. Krishna is eternal. His business is also eternal. It will never finish.
Is standing orders to individuals, is that something like membership program?
Yeah. There are so many educated, enlightened men.
So we should pick out certain individuals that have approached, not just go door to door.
This is Melbourne.
Melbourne Temple.
Dornita is wonderful. Melbourne. Eh? Mm.
So there is another picture just of Gordon Tai.
This Radha Krishna,
you yes, brought from India.
Yes,
so
that's
right. They were
you personally
was the one who brought them.
And you personally carried the Sydney deities also.
Yeah.
It is all by your grace.
Yeah. Sydney deities.
This is Balaram here, is the president of Melbourne. He is also Pujari.
Krishna Balaram.
Balaram Das.
This is Gaunita.
The standard is very high, I think.
Thank you.
Generally speaking, in India, people are willing to become our life members.
Let them become life members.
Yeah, I mean, what would be... I don't see the advantage of this program because life membership, you get more money.
Yeah.
You don't get the books.
So either become a life member or customer.
Yeah, it's their choice.
We have cut down the number of the books that we are giving to the members now. We are getting only 5 big books.
Uh-huh.
But they don't read them all. Let them read and
extend. Yes, read them first.
Another point is, though, that the membership needs to give 2,000 rupees at one time. But there is a class of gentlemen who are not in that bracket of earning that they can pay 2,000 rupees at one time. But can afford to pay, let's say, 500 rupees down payment. And every month, 100 rupees or 50 rupees for one book. Every month, 50 rupees they can pay without difficulty.
Men that.
There's a class of men who will do that. Every month, they will pay 50 rupees for one book.
Middle class people.
Yes. In America, that class, we cannot approach for membership. They cannot afford to pay at once 2,000.
That's good.
In America and in England, they are making life members, but very rarely does someone give the whole fee at once. They make time payments every month to become life members in America and in England.
That way, gradually build a steady income
by doing membership.
Very good.
Time.
Srila Prabhupada, our experience with installment members is not very good in India. Mm. It's very hard, very rarely every installment pays the balance payment. It's very hard.
Doesn't matter because before the program was always never give them any more books than they paid for, so you never lose that even if they don't continue the installments. They still there's no loss.
You are giving only 5 books.
Yeah. You pay more than that?
And you should pay more, than what the amount of the books they paid for.
So actually, even if you give them free, there is no let me read it. But if you give free, they will not read.
Yeah. They'll take it cheaply.
At least educated Indians can be approved.
Srila Prabhupada, since the Live Member Program is going on here in England, places like that, you see that maybe it's better to start this individualized standing order program in places where there's not so much of a Live Member Program, because we will be, in some cases, asking or speaking to the same peoples.
Yeah.
We can discuss this at our GBC.
So, we stand now.
Jai Shri Prabhupada.